Thank you very much for talking to us. 7:44, 5 o'clock breakfast.
Problems of a different nature, of course, bedeviled England fans watching the game back here at home. ITV has apologised after its high-definition channel missed Stephen Gerrard's goal for England. The coverage briefly switched to an advert.
Both really popped up for this one. We're halfway through a pulsating affair. The Brazilians are just taking time out here for a classic half-time treat. Hi.
Well, that was the moment it happened. It literally just cut out. Adrian Charles apologised to viewers during the half-time break.
Apologies, I should say, to those watching in HD. I understand there was some interruption in your coverage. Apologies for that, as I said.
But some fans have been left fuming.
I'm Stephen Pollard. I'm editor of the Jewish Chronicle. I was watching the game last night on ITV's HD channel, which I thought would be a much better way of watching it than on normal television. How wrong I was. I hadn't bargained for the fact that ITV is clearly run by a bunch of cretins who think it appropriate to go in the middle of a football game to a promotional ad for a firm of cars. And, of course, it's sod's law that that happened just at the moment that England scored. ITV's coverage of football is pretty awful anyway, but what you don't expect is that they will actually miss the game so that you can have the pleasure of watching an ad at the same time.
OK, so the fans' views yesterday. A couple of texts. Gwyn Bewdley says, I watched the game on an old colour portable. No plasma, no LCD, no HD, no car advert. Perfect. And this from a still furious Alan walking his dog in Bedford Park. The game was ruined not by Green, but by broadcasting incompetent adverts instead of goals. Again, furious, he says. Here's the statement from ITV then, who didn't have anyone to talk to us. A transmission problem temporarily affected ITV1's HD service during the England-USA match. ITV1's standard definition service continued uninterrupted. We apologise for the interruption to transmission. Ian Wiley is a journalist and TV reviewer. Morning, Ian.
Good morning.
Were you watching it live?
I was watching what I could see, yes.
So you were watching on HD as well, were you?
I was, with my brand-new Freeview HD box, which I'd bought specially for the match last night.
Well, you wouldn't have been alone. There'd have been loads of people who'd have brought in, you know, new telly, new technology and all of that. So how mad were you left after this?
Well, pretty furious, along with the rest of the people watching on ITV HD. I mean, I think both ITV and England goalkeeper Robert Green will be waking up today with the same horrible feeling. They both spilled the ball last night with disastrous consequences.
Do you understand how they could have managed this? I don't quite understand the sort of technical problem that occurs and how it just gets paid.
The exact reason why it happened hasn't been established, and whether it's a direct mistake by ITV or not, we don't yet know. But it happened, as many people will remember, last year on ITV.
The Liverpool-Everton game, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think we'd waited into extra time for a goal. When the goal came, viewers in some regions were watching an ad, and that turned out to be an automated error with a computer which kicked in with an advert at a time which it shouldn't have done. Now, as I say, we don't know what happened last night, but you know, whatever the cause, it's a huge own goal by ITV.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, incidents like this, they won't stop people watching the games on ITV, because ultimately, if there's an England game on ITV and nowhere else, they'll watch it there.
Well, of course, and the next England match is on ITV next Friday. ITV's got the first two group matches, and then BBC have got the third group match, and then all the matches after that. The problem comes, of course, that, you know, I feel very sorry for the many talented people working behind the scenes at ITV. I wouldn't agree with the previous description of them as a bunch of cretins by one of your correspondents. You know, they're all doing their best. They made a good signing with Adrian Charles for the World Cup team. They're all out in South Africa, and because of one technical error, that's probably what their coverage will be remembered for.
Yeah, OK. Ian, thank you very much indeed. Well, another man who was left